Blog Talk Radio.
Today's edition of The Cheapest Meal, presented by Deep Fried Draft. My name is Brian Bosarge, riding solo today. Probably going to do a midweek episode like this every week, or I'm going to at least try to, where I'm going to preview the college football games that are upcoming for the scheduled week. Basically, this will be a list of games that I'm going to personally watch or will have a definitive vested interest in. So just be on the lookout for this every week. And I won't have one this weekend, but during the season I'm going to try to continue with guests on this podcast and try to continue that great content that I've been delivering for you guys over the last 16 weeks. So going back a little ways now, but yes. So we're going to try to continue that as well. But for the purpose of this one, like, it's just me, just the B-R-I-A-N, Brian Bosarge, with you today, previewing the game. So let's jump right into it. We've got a couple of games tonight at 6 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. New Mexico State is at Minnesota. New Mexico State looked terrible offensively last week against Wyoming in the 29-7 loss. Safety prospect Ron LaForce, who I've talked about at great length in the past, 14 tackles in that game. For Minnesota, you want to look at senior running back Rodney Smith. He's going to lead the way for them, and they're starting a true freshman walk-on quarterback, Zach Anakstad, getting the start, true freshman walk-on. I mean, it worked for Baker Mayfield, I guess, but, I mean, how many times are you going to get that right? So anxious to see how he performs tonight for the Golden Gophers. 7 p.m. on ESPN is a Big Ten conference opener for Northwestern and Purdue. The indications earlier in the week were that senior quarterback Clayton Thorson would start for Northwestern. He tore his ACL in their bowl game, listed as questionable. So do not know if he's going to be able to start or not tonight. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on for the Wildcats. For Purdue, Jeff Brohm enters his second year after reinvigorating the Boilermaker program last year. Playing a night game tonight at Ross Age Stadium. I believe this is the first ever night game there. Don't hold me to that. Could be wrong. But I believe that is indeed the case. Prospect to look out for Purdue, junior tight end Bryson Hopkins. He has a skill set that I think translates well to the NFL. Let's move on to tomorrow night, 5 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. Syracuse will be at Western Michigan. Syracuse explosive Dino Babers offense. It'll be led by their senior quarterback, Eric Dungy. Dino Babers should be used to playing in Kalamazoo from his days as the Bowling Green head coach. Western Michigan, not as good as they've been in years past, but they'll still be contenders in the MAC. Their top prospect is junior safety Justin Tranquil. His brother Drew is a safety from Notre Dame. So good bloodlines in the Tranquil family. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. on Fox Sports 1, we have San Diego State at Stanford. And this is more or less one of those games for the group of five schools here. San Diego State with a chance to really make a name for themselves and for all group of five schools alike. New running back this year will be Jawan Washington. He hopes to be the next in line of 2,000-yard rushers that San Diego State keeps churning out. They've had Donnell Pumphrey, then Rashad Penny. Now Jawan Washington is the next man up. Their best prospects, not quite draft eligible yet, but keep an eye out on left tackle Tyler Romer. Big, huge guy. Excellent prospect there. For Stanford, Bryce Love. What can you say? One of the most explosive running backs in college football history. He'll be joined by a pair of very good wide receivers, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Trenton Irwin. Those are a couple to watch for the Cardinal in that game. 8 p.m. on ESPN Friday night, Western Kentucky is at Wisconsin. Hilltoppers lose quarterback Mike White. Not a whole lot of NFL prospects on this team, so I'm anxious to see how they perform. I don't think they're going to hold up well in this game, but more or less I want to see how they hold up throughout the year in Conference USA play. For Wisconsin, they got the best offensive line in college football. I don't really think that's much of a debate. So Heisman frontrunner, or my personal Heisman frontrunner, Jonathan Taylor, should just gash yards all year long. He's also not draft eligible yet. 8:30 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. Colorado against Colorado State. This game will be played in Denver. For Colorado, junior quarterback Steven Montez has been up and down on tape for me and viewings I've saw. Anxious to see him solidify himself as maybe a decent prospect. Also like Virginia running back transfer from Virginia Tech, Trayvon McMillan. He showed some explosion to me a couple years ago. Anxious to see how he fares with the Buffaloes. They need somebody to offset the loss of Philip Lindsay. For Colorado State, big loss in week zero to Hawaii. But they're two wide receiver prospects, Preston Williams, Ola B.C. Johnson. Those guys are the real deal. Look out for that. Let's move on to Saturday morning, 11 a.m. on the SEC Network. South Carolina hosting Coastal Carolina. Carolina's trying to break in their new fast-paced, up-tempo offense. Coastal Carolina is projected to be one of the worst teams in the Sun Belt Conference. So, I mean, this should be a runaway game for the Gamecocks. 11 a.m. on Fox. Florida Atlantic is at Oklahoma. Junior running back Devin Singletary for the Owls, one of the best running backs in the nation and one of the top running back prospects for next year's draft. Oklahoma, keep an eye out on junior linebacker number 19, Caleb Kelly. Also curious to see how Oklahoma's offense is going to fare without Baker Mayfield. Not an easy guy to replace. Kyler Murray, is his head going to be in the game? I mean, he was the ninth, or I think the ninth overall pick in the baseball draft. He's got $4.5 million in the bank. This is his only year, last year he's going to be in Oklahoma. I mean, is he thinking about football or is he worried about baseball? We'll see how he holds up. Saturday morning, 11 a.m. ESPN, this game in Houston at Reliance Stadium, Ole Miss, Texas Tech. I'm not feeling great about my earlier in the summer projection for Ole Miss where I said they'd go winless in the SEC and 3-9 overall. Not feeling so good about that after further analysis. They've got three wide receivers on their team. They're NFL bodies, A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, DeMarcus Lodge, a tight end in Dawson Knox, so I really want to see. Jordan Tiamu is a quarterback who was on the Senior Bowl watch list. And they've got a top 15 talent at left tackle in Greg Little. So, yeah, I probably screwed the pooch on that projection. Texas Tech has a nice mid-round prospect at linebacker and senior Dakota Allen. Cliff Kingsbury's trying to fight off getting fired. 2:30 p.m. tomorrow on Saturday on ABC from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, the premier game of the week, Auburn and Washington, two top 10 teams playing here. I want to see how Washington's offensive tackles, Trey Adams and Caleb McGarry, want to see how they hold up against Auburn's pass rush led by Nick Coe and Marlon Davidson. That's a good matchup to watch. 2:30 p.m. on CBS from FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, West Virginia and Tennessee. Will Greer kicking off his Heisman campaign with this one. And the Mountaineers have become a darling pick for some to make the college football playoff. For Tennessee, last Saturday on the podcast, my guest John Ledyard talked up their edge rusher, Daryl Taylor. So he's a guy I definitely want to keep an eye on this week. 6:30 p.m. on Saturday on NBC, the renewal of an old rivalry, Michigan and Notre Dame. They haven't played each other since 2014. For Michigan, starting at quarterback will be Ole Miss transfer Shea Patterson. He was one of the highest recruited quarterbacks in the nation a few years ago. So see if he can solidify the quarterback spot for Michigan. That's pretty much been a dead zone the last couple of years. Also like their running back, Caron Higdon. Down year for Notre Dame as far as NFL talent goes, but I like their tight end, Alizé Mack. 7 p.m. on ABC down at Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Alabama and Louisville. And this game would have been a lot more fun to watch last year. But no Lamar Jackson for the Cardinals. They in trouble. I like their wide receiver, Jalen Smith, but they got a lot of question marks. Alabama's defensive line is ridiculously strong again, led by Raekwon Davis, who's a top 15 talent. 9:45 on ESPN, BYU and Arizona. Khalil Tate, one of the most electrifying players in all of college football, leads the Wildcat offense for BYU. I want to check out their defensive line prospect, Corbin Calfusi, or Calfossi, I should say. Also, late Saturday night, 10 p.m. on CBS Sports Network, Navy is at Hawaii. Navy bringing their triple option attack out to the Big Island of Hawaii. For the Rainbow Warriors, Jelani Tavai was suspended in that week zero upset of Colorado State, but he should play this week. They're going to need him to be the leader on the defense to control that Navy rushing offense. The game on Sunday, 6:30 p.m. on ABC is at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. LSU and Miami. LSU named Ohio State transfer quarterback Joe Burrow to the starting lineup. Like a month ago on my podcast, Mike Dettillier, when I had him on talking about LSU, he said they didn't bring in Joe Burrow to hold a clipboard and drink Gatorade, and he wasn't lying. Joe Burrow gets the nod here, but LSU, no running back on their team returns. No running back returns on their team this year that had over 100 yards total rushing last year. Their leading returning receiver is tight end Foster Moreau. They're young on the offensive line. I don't know. We'll see how the Bayou Bengals hold up in that one. The Hurricanes, they're loaded with NFL talent on both sides of the ball, but I want to get a good look at their left tackle, Tyree St. Louis. And finally, Labor Day night on Monday, 7 p.m. on ESPN is Virginia Tech and Florida State. This game in Tallahassee, I don't really know what to expect from the Hokies this year, except their safeties are going to be well coached. Shout out to Tyrone Nix, great, great coach there. But other than that, I mean, I don't really know what to expect from them this year. Not what you call a lot of name brand NFL prospects on their roster. The two they would have had, Adonis Alexander, entered the supplemental draft, and Mook Reynolds got kicked off the team. So I don't really know what to expect from the Hokies. For Florida State, DeAndre Francois will be in the starting lineup at quarterback, new head coach. So I expect a more up-tempo offense from Willie Taggart running the show. But keep an eye on junior cornerback LaVonta Taylor. He's starting to pick up and generate a ton of buzz. So that's a name to watch there. That's a hell of a lot of games to watch this weekend. And the truth be told, I'll probably end up watching more than that. I'll also be live Saturday night in the press box covering South Alabama and Louisiana Tech. So looking forward to that. So a busy, busy next 5-6 days for myself. But that's going to do it for this preview edition of Week 1 of College Football episode of The Cheapest Meal. As always, follow me on Twitter, at Deep Fried Draft. Follow all my work at deepfrieddraft.com. Head to wblzmedia.com. You can find a lot of stuff I write there. But pretty much, if you follow me on Twitter, it's all going to end up there at Deep Fried Draft. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode, and we'll see you back probably this time next week. Thanks, everybody.